We continue our learning of the Nishmas David b'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Pirchos Shaliyo. We are on Zvach in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. Tevul Yom, we've mentioned in the past, Tevul Yom is where someone was Tamei. Let's say he touched a Sheretz, one of the eight Sheretz mentioned in Pasha Shmini. Let's say he touched a dead mouse. That's one of them on the list there. He becomes a high level of Tumah. And the halacha is that now he has to go to the mikvah. Goes to the mikvah and then has to wait. He's still not completely Tohor even after the mikvah. He has to wait for Harev Shemesh, for the sun to set. And then when it gets dark, it's Tzeisak HaChavim, he becomes Tohor. So we're speaking about a Kohen who was a Tevul Yom. Or Umechusu Kippurim, someone who is lacking in atonement. This is, let's say, a Zav or a Metzora. Also, people are very, this is even a higher level of Tumah. Here are people who went to the mikvah and even waited till the sun set and now it's dark outside. And still they're not completely pure. They have to wait till the next day when they bring their purification karbanos. And only then can they eat from karbanos themselves. So they're also to eat kachim until tomorrow. After they bring their karmanos, even though they went to the mikveh and waited till the sunset. So Tevul Yom or Mechusu Kippurim, who at the moment where the karmanos, and these are Kohanim I'm speaking about, the moment where the Kohanim are dividing up the meat of the karmanos to eat, at that moment they cannot eat just yet, but they will be able to eat at some point, that evening, the next day, whatever it may be. They're not permitted to divide up from the karbanos to eat that evening. So if let's say, for example, that let's take the Tevul Yom as an example. That evening, he'll be able to eat. But the karban is being divided up during the day. He can't take a portion of that meat in order to eat it that night because at the moment it's being divided, he cannot eat from that meat, and therefore he cannot be part of that chalukah, of that division, of the distribution of the meat of the karbanos. Then the Mishnah says, Onein nogea ve'eno makriv, ve'eno cholek le'echol la'arev. An Onein, person who lost a close relative. So an Onein is not permitted to bring the karbanos. And the Mishnah here says, although he cannot bring the karbanos, nogea. He is permitted to touch karbanos. He's not considered like someone who's tamei, like the previous people. Tevul Yom, because the karbanos should not be touching the karbanos. But here, an onin can touch the karbanos, just can't bring the karbanos. Nor is he able to take a portion of the meat of the karbanos today so that he can eat them at night. Because today, he's an onin. Today, he therefore is, it's asur ba'achila for him. And therefore, the same way the tamei people cannot take a portion when they're in a status where they're unable to eat, so too the onin cannot take a portion, even though tonight he'll be able to eat. Although we usually define haninus as the status of a person until the kvura, min haTorah, a person's only an onin during the daytime and the day of the Yom HaMisa, of the day that the person passed away. After that evening, even if the mace has already been buried, so the halacha is, he is an onein midrabanan. And if let's say it's one of the other days beyond the first day, so then he's considered onein midrabanan if the kavura has not taken place. But even if the kavura has taken place that night after the Yom HaMisa, he's still an onein midrabanan. He cannot eat from kachim, but at some point he's able to eat from kachim. When Avelis kicks in, he's able to eat from karbanos. So here we say, he cannot divide up from the karbanos, even though at night he'll be able, let's say, to eat from it. Then the Mishnah says, Bale Mumin. These are Kohanim who have blemishes. Bein Bale Mumin Kvuin, whether that's a permanent blemish that will never be removed. Bein Bale Mumin over and where we see it's going to heal at some point. Cholken va'ochlim avalomakrivim. They can divide and eat from karbanos, but they just can't sacrifice. The Torah says in Vayikra Chafalev, Parashas Emor, the laws of the Kohanim, Kol Ish Asher Bomum, Mizera Aharon HaKohen, Lo Yigash LaHakriv Es Hishe Hashem. So he has a mum, he can't do the offering of the karbanos. Mumbo, Eis Lechem Elokov, Lo Yigash LaHakriv, but Lechem Elokov Mikoshe HaKadoshim Menakadoshim Yochel, but he's able to eat from the karbanos. So Bali Mumin are exception to this rule. Although they can't do the sacrifice of the karbanos, they can eat for the karbanos. And this applies to whether the mum is going to pass or even a mum kavua. V'chol she'eno roi la'avoda, eno cholek b'basa, the Mishnah says. And anyone who, bali mumim, with kohenim with blemishes is an exception to this rule. But generally speaking, anyone else, any other kohen who is not fit to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, cannot be cholek b'basa, does not get a portion of the karbanos. V'chol she'eno b'basa, ein la'boros. And if he doesn't get flesh of a karban that where there is meat, let's say a chatas or a shlamim or the like, he's not going to get the oros, the skins of the animal, in a karbos that's not eaten. It's a karbonola, the whole thing is burnt. There's no meat eaten by the kohenim. But the kohenim do get the hide of the animal. So a kohen who's pasul, who can't get the meat of a karbon that's eaten, cannot get the skin of a karbon that's not eaten. So, elo ba'oros. Where do we learn this from? So it says in Vayikra Zayin, v'ha-kohen ha-makriv es olas ish, or ha'ola asher kriv la kohen lo yihyeh. So what does it say? A kohen could be makriv the ola, the carbon ola. So then the or ha'ola, that goes to the kohen. Yeah, if he can be makriv the carbon ola, so then he can take the skin of the or of the ola. But if he cannot be makriv, he doesn't get from the oros. Then the Mishnah says, afilu tamei bishas zrikas damim v'tohor bishas hekter kalavim eino cholek bebas. So we spoke about kohanim who are tameh, so they cannot take a portion. But let's say he was tameh, the kohen was tameh at the time that the blood of that particular carbon was sprinkled on the mizbeach. But by the time the chalav and the fats are burning, and the fats burn through the night, so at that point he went to mikvah, let's say the tvul yom, he went to mikvah and in harev shemesh. Now it's dark, so still eino cholek babasa. The kohen cannot take a portion of that meat. Why? Because he has to be tor both at the time of the zrika and the time of the hek. Mr. quotes a pasuk in Vayikra Zayin. Hamakrivis dam hashlamim ves hachel v'mnei aharon lo siyesh shok hayamin lemana. So it comes to the shlamim, that the kohanim, the owner, gets eat for the most of the meat, but the shok, the right front leg and the right thigh, the shok, and the chazer, the chest of the animal, that goes to the kohen. He does get a portion of that. But here it says, if you're hamakrivis dam hashlamim v'sachel, it's both. It's the dam hashlamim and the chelev. Oh, and the fat on the mizbeach. So what do you see from here? You have to be really fit for both the zrikas adam and the haktar of the emurim on the mizbeach. The Bryce in the Gemara brings Abashal, who says, la'olam eino ochel achehei tohor misha zrika va'ad hekter chalavim. So Abashal adds something that seems to be saying the same as Mishnah. You have to be tohor at the time of the sprinkling of the blood and the burning of the fats. So Abashal adds, no, you have to be tohor from the zrika till the burning of the fats, which means, and the Rambam rules this way, which means, let's say a person became tamei, let's say during the zrika he was tohor, became tamei in between, and then he purified himself. He went to the mikvah, wait till a sunset, and then now that they're burning the fats, he's tohor once again, so he's tohor during the zrika and during the hekter. Says Abashal, that's still not enough. You have to be tohor from, without a break, from the zrika till the hekter chalavim, and if he does not, then he cannot have a portion of the karbon. Perikud Beis Mishnah Beis. We're going to continue our discussion of the skin of the animal of the karbon ola that's divided, that's given to the kohanim. Kol shelo zacha hamizbech bivsara lo zachu hakohanim ba'ora. Says the Mishnah, any ola where the mizbeach was not zoche, was not privileged, did not merit to have the animal burnt on top, so that means the carbon, let's say, became disqualified before they did the zrika. So the carbon was never placed, the animal, the ola, was never burnt on the mizbeach. Because you can't burn the carbon if the blood if you didn't do a zrika, so you can't burn, and the animal's now pusil, so you can't do the burning of the emurim. And if you didn't do the burning of the emurim, so then there's no heter for the kohanim to have the skin. Lo zachu, so once and again, the Mishnah says kol shelo zacha hamizbeach b'vsara. If the mizbeach is not zoche to have the basar of the ola placed upon it to burn, lo zachu hakohanim ba'ora, then the kohanim are not zoche to have the skin of the animal. Shenamar pasuk vayikra zayin, and we quoted this before. Olas ish, what's the pasuk v'hakohen hamakriv es olas ish, or ha'olah asher kivilakon lo yeah. That's the pasuk. What do we learn from there? Says the Mishnah. Ola she'olsa lo ish. Where do we say that there's going to be the or, the or ha'ola goes to the Kohen? Where it's olas ish. Where that carbon ola was achieved something for the person who brought it. So if placed on the mizbeach, then the Kohen kept the skin. But if, let's say, with shechted with the machshava, chutz lizman, chutz l'mekomo, which mentioned so many times, so then that's possible before you end the Zrikas Hadam. So then the Kohen are not zoche in the or. Let's say the Kohanim removed the skin before the Ola became possible. So even though it became possible before the Zrikas Hadam, since the Kohanim had removed the skin, so then the Kohanim are going to be zoche in the or in the skin. That's where the Rambam rules in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashin, Perek Yutes Halacha Tes. Then the Mishnah says, Ola shenishchata shelo lishma. So here it brings us back to the first mission of the Masechta. Remember there we said that karbanos in general, except for the chatas and the Pesach, if a karban is shechta shelo lishma, it's not ola labaylam shem chova. The owner of the karban does not fulfill his obligation of atonement, but nonetheless the karban is kosher, and even though it's shelo lishma. So here the Mishnah says if you shechta the karban ola, kohen shechta the karban ola shelo lishma. Even though the owner that brought the animal does not fulfill that obligation, he has to bring another one. Still, orala kohanim. Still, the skin of that animal, it can go to the kohanim. Why? Because the mizbeach was zoche in the meat, in the fat, in the animal. You're allowed to burn it. We said that it's not pasul, even though it's done shalol l'shma. So therefore, the skin can go to the kohanim. And then the Mishnah concludes: Echad olas ha'ish ve'echad olas ha'isha orosein la kohanim. Even though the pasuk says olas ish, that doesn't come to exclude women. If a woman brings a korban olah, in that case, the or goes to the kohanim as well. It says, yes, it's true, it says olas ish, but then the pasuk then continues by saying, or ha'olah asher hikriv lakohen lo'yeh. Or ha'olah, why does it emphasize that? Or ha'olah, to come to include the olah of gerim, nashim, and avadim kranim, that the kohanim will receive the or of those korbanos olah as well.